It's been 24 hours of mixed signals. GDP is down, tech stocks are up, and there's still no deal on a stimulus extension. And then there's this question. Are Americans going shopping?
This all matters because household spending reflects around 2/3 of economic demand in the US, and a big drop was the single biggest reason why the US economy contracted at a record rate in the second quarter.
We'll look at the reasons why today's consumer spending number is so important in figuring out where the economy is moving. Plus, from the NBA to the NHL, sports is making a comeback. Good for the fans and possibly the economy.
Look, the financial loss really can't be overstated. There are so many people, thousands and thousands of people out there who make their living in and around the sports industry.
We'll tell you why the return of pro sports is important, even if you're not a diehard supporter. It's Friday, July the 31st. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is what's news. Confirmed U.S. coronavirus cases are now around 4.5 million. This just after the daily total of new cases tops 70,000 for the first time in more than a month. Today is the end of the line for the extra $600 a week in jobless benefits. Lawmakers failed to make a deal for an extension last night, but they're expected to talk again today. With Republicans and Democrats far apart on many issues, the focus is turning to a potential short-term pandemic stimulus to buy time for a bigger bargain. As America grapples with restrictions on how to balance stopping the spread and restarting the economy, some interesting news from our team in Hong Kong. The government there has reversed an all-day ban on eating in restaurants. With tiny apartments and a well-known food scene, dining out is a big part of the routine there. The ban was controversial, yet the number of coronavirus cases is on the rise. Restaurants will operate with limits on hours and capacity. And last night was the restart of the NBA season. Players, coaches, and referees knelt during the national anthem before a Black Lives Matter logo on the court. While there is a league rule against kneeling during the anthem going back to the 80s, the NBA commissioner said it won't be enforced. Coming up a bit later on our show, we'll take a closer look at how the NBA and other sports leagues are dealing with the pandemic with billions of dollars at stake. But first, how we spend money is a clue in navigating the fate of our economy. Up next, previewing today's high-stakes report on consumer spending. We talked a lot about the big tech earnings last night on the show. Today, it's Big Pharma and Big Oil's turn. Merck and AbbVie report their results. We'll also hear from ExxonMobil and Chevron. Market-moving data on personal income and consumer spending are out this morning. It'll be key to understanding how the economy is doing during the pandemic. Our markets reporter, Joe Wallace, has more on what to expect.
So economists reckon these figures will show that households boosted spending in June, which would be the second straight month in which spending had increased. But that growth almost certainly wasn't large enough to make up for the big drop we saw early this spring, which was caused by the coronavirus outbreak. And this all matters because household spending reflects around 2/3 of economic demand in the US. And a big drop was the single biggest reason why the US economy contracted at a record rate in the second quarter. Moving forward, one hopeful sign is that households have built up a lot of savings, which strengthens them financially and could lead to a burst of spending if a vaccine emerges. But something that could constrain spending is the fact that the extended unemployment benefits are due to expire today without action from Congress.
Coming up, we'll look at the slow and strange return of professional sports from the pandemic hiatus. A big deal for fans and a giant business story, too, after the break. Nothing is the same during the pandemic, including professional sports. The NBA is playing in what's being called the bubble, basically a sealed-off court inside Disney facilities in Florida. Baseball's restart has been rocky as the Miami Marlins deal with an outbreak. It's not just about the millionaire players and billionaire team owners. Pro sports is its own economy, from the TV networks and advertisers, to the bars around the stadium, to the people who sell you popcorn. Let's talk about this with Jared Diamond, who covers sports for the Wall Street Journal. Jared, great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we look over the past few days, the MLB has made a return, the NBA last night, hockey is back this weekend, but just how important is it for Major League Sports to return? Is this for entertainment purposes, or is there a bigger financial picture here?
Look, I think there's a lot of fans out there who desperately missed sports over the past few months and are thrilled that they're coming back. There certainly was a big hole in the lives of a lot of people, millions of people around the country and around the world. And that's what these sports leagues are obviously leaning into, that these fill a hole and it's for the good of the country and people need their sports back. They need to be distracted. But let's be honest, the reality of these leagues are pushing so hard to come back and doing so at great difficulty is because they're trying to make salvage some of the billions of dollars they've lost and are going to lose this year. You know, in the case of the NBA and the NHL, they were in danger of not having the playoffs, which is when they make a disproportionate amount of their money. Now they're going to try to salvage some of that. In the case of baseball, they were in danger of losing the entire season. You know, baseball made about $11 billion in revenue last year. A good chunk of that is already gone. And by trying to play, they're going to at least preserve a portion of it. So it might sound cynical, but that's really why they're doing this first and foremost. It's because there's a lot of people that were going to lose a lot of money if they didn't at least make an effort to return this year.
Let's delve into the business aspect of it a little bit further. We're not just talking about loss of ticket sales or concessions. This is a much broader picture here.
Oh, absolutely. Like, of course, tickets, concessions, and parking, all of that stuff is going to be sort of the thing in the front of everybody's mind because it's the most obvious. But there's some more subtle things, too. We talk about the NBA and the NHL. They're going to play in this bubble, which means they're not going to be in their home arenas, which means, you know, is there a possibility that the teams are going to lose some money from advertising in their arenas? These corporations pay enormous amounts of monies for ads on the court, ads scattered around the arena. Now, those are not going to be seen even on TV, let alone by people. Is that money that now doesn't come in? Think about baseball, minor league baseball, all of those teams, their entire season was canceled. It is not coming back. That's hundreds and hundreds of baseball teams and thousands of games that are supposed to be played this summer, all of which were just wiped away. So look, the financial loss really can't be overstated. There are so many people, thousands and thousands of people out there who make their living in and around the sports industry. There's a reason why this industry is worth so much, because so many people work in it. And so many of those people have lost their jobs. It's unclear when they're going to get them back. So like I said, that is a big reason why, it's the reason why these leagues are coming back. There really is a lot riding on it from a financial standpoint. And now the key is whether they're actually able to keep people safe, which has already been a pretty big issue in the baseball world, at least for sure.
And to see the images, especially at empty baseball stadiums, it's unsettling. I think back to my childhood watching the Detroit Red Wings play hockey on the ice. I'm wondering if it's possible for stadiums and arenas to be closed for an extended period of time.
It certainly looks that way. In the case of the NBA and the NHL, certainly no one's coming back this year. Those leagues are in their little self-contained bubbles. They have absolutely no intention of opening that up at any point. The whole foundation of the continuation of the league rests on that bubble staying incredibly secure. In the case of baseball, we have heard people at the league and executives from teams talk about hoping to bring back some fans at some point in 2020, at least in some markets. We've heard in Texas, we've heard in Illinois, perhaps a few other places. And look, I'm not going to say that it's impossible, but I know I'll believe it when I see it. I don't expect to see any fans anywhere at a baseball stadium this year, but we'll see. I know the NFL certainly, if it's able to make its return in the fall, would love to have fans in stadiums. We've heard college football teams talk about potentially bringing fans back. So I wouldn't put it past any of these places, but I would say I'm skeptical.
Jared Diamond, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks.
We Before we go, we know the process of reopening schools is complicated, and there are still a lot of unknowns heading into the fall. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions about schools and colleges reopening or your own anecdotes, you can leave us a voicemail. The number is 315-992-8298, and we'll have that for you in our show description. We'll bring on our reporters and experts to try to help you get answers. And that's what's news for this Friday. We're back tonight with an update. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. You can always find more on these stories on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.